Hi, I'm Steve.
And I'm Maddie.
And you're listening to
Dad Joke, Bad Joke.
Wah. Well, greetings to our tens of listeners. I thought that was funny.
Yep. It wasn't even a joke.
So it's that time of the year. Everyone's going back to school. Well, for lots of you, that means school remotely. How's school on Zoom going so far?
Good.
Okay. The theme this week is back to school jokes. So, Addie, why did the math book look so sad?
Why did the math book look so sad?
Because it had so many problems.
I'm trying not to laugh at that.
Oh, you tried not to, but that was a good one. Okay. What do you learn at wizard school?
What?
Spelling. So, there was a kid falling asleep in class, and the teacher said, "You know, you can't sleep in my class." And the boy said, "I know, maybe if you talked a little quieter, I could." Okay. Why did the kid eat his homework?
Because the teacher said it was a piece of cake.
Yeah, we already did that one, didn't we?
I think we did. Did we do it on another episode?
I think so. Okay.
Also, I've heard that before.
So it's the end of the school day, and the teacher said, "Whoever answers my next question can go home." And then one kid threw his book bag out the window. And the teacher said, "Who just threw that?" And the student said, "Me. I'm going home now." Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pencil.
Pencil who?
Never mind. This is pointless. All right. Where do school supplies go on vacation?
Where?
Pennsylvania. Oh, that was funny and dumb. Why can't pirates learn the alphabet?
Why?
Because they keep getting lost at sea.
Aww.
Who is in charge of the school supplies?
Who?
The ruler. If I have 6 apples in one hand and 7 apples in the other, what do I have?
Apples?
Big hands. What's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
What?
Finding half a worm.
Ugh.
Why did the new student steal a chair from the classroom?
Why?
Because the teacher told her to take a seat. All right, well, that's it for school jokes. We will see you all next time. Any final thoughts, Addie?
None of those are terrible.
Send us your bad jokes at dadjokebadjoke@gmail.com.
And you don't have to be a dad to tell one.